The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. There is no greater community builder than adoption. Welcome to Your Adoption Coach with host Kelly Ellison. If you are starting an adoption or just thinking about it, or maybe someone you know is going through an adoption and you want to help, please stay tuned over the next hour as we will educate and inspire you with some real stories and information about resources that can help. Now, here is your host, Kelly Ellison.
Thanks so much for joining us today. We have another exciting show in store for you, and I'm so glad that you're here. I'm Kelly Ellison, your Adoption Coach Radio, and I just want to do a recap of last week's show with a friend that we had on, Amanda Grant. And Amanda is an old friend. She's been on the show a couple of times. She shared with us information about the home study and the fact that many people have just a lot of anxiety about this aspect of the adoption process. Now, it is a huge piece of the adoption process, and in terms of gathering all the paperwork that you need, it can be pretty difficult. But, and having gone through it myself, I can tell you that that it does have its moments. However, Amanda gave us some amazing tips on what you can do now instead of waiting for your agency to give you permission to start. She provided a comprehensive list to follow and some important tips on how to make it not so difficult for you. So very important, if you missed the show, you can go on our website at youradoptionfinancecoach.com and click on the tune in button, or you can go to voiceamerica.com and click on our show on the Variety Channel. For more information about Amanda and her work, you can contact her at amanda@usadopt.com. Or you can also just jump on her website at usadopt.com. You can download any of our previous shows, remember, and don't forget to go and check that out. If you have a friend that's in the process, in the adoption process, and they're looking right now at the home study, I know that they will find that extremely helpful. So coming up, we have, I've mentioned this a couple of times over the last few weeks, very excited about this, a special free webinar that's available for adoptive families with Becky Wilmoth. Becky has also been on the show a few times with Bill's Tax Service. Becky and I will be conducting a special tax adoption webinar on February 27th at 6 o'clock p.m. That's Central Standard Time. Becky will be live with me. She's going to answer your adoption tax credit questions. And we're going to cover some of the highlights from her appearance on our show and take your questions live. So it should be fun. Of course, how can taxes be fun? But it should be fun. That's kind of an oxymoron. You can now register by going to youradoptionfinancecoach.com. That's my website at youradoptionfinancecoach.com. Don't forget, it is free and space is limited. So do check that out today. Well, I'm thrilled, really, to have an opportunity to introduce to you one of our newest sponsors of our show, Holly & Associates. This is the owner and founder, Phil Holly, who is with us today to talk about this issue of insurance and how it relates to adoption agencies. And I find this to be very, very fascinating. And Phil's going to give us lots of information about this today. Phil's been in the commercial insurance industry for over 20 years, beginning as an underwriter. And before he founded Holly & Associates in 2005, Phil obtained the position of vice president. His employers have included the Chubb Group of insurance companies, Caliber One Management Company, PMA Capital, and Zurich North America. Coming from a family of strong personal and professional ties to adoption, Phil founded his current company in response to the insurance needs of child welfare agencies. Phil, I'm so happy to have you on the show. Welcome.
Thank you, Kelly. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, it's fun to have you. And, you know, you and I met, well, we haven't actually ever met in person. I met one of your associates at a conference that I attended last year and had an opportunity to learn about the work that you do, and just really excited about some of this work, and never really knew that this was a part of the adoption process. So I know our listeners are going to be very curious about this particular topic. And I also want to say before we go any farther, you are a sponsor, a new sponsor of our show, and I always like to say thank you to you personally for sponsoring this show and making it possible. It's very important that our sponsors know how much we value them, so thank you for that.
It's our pleasure.
Yeah. So I first want to ask a question. You're a commercial insurance agency, so you don't sell. I don't want a bunch of phone calls. You're getting a lot of phone calls from individuals wanting you to sell them insurance. You do not sell individual policies. Is that right?
Correct. Right. Okay. We do not sell to the individual. Our products, we're a commercial insurance brokerage, and our products are really tailored specifically to adoption and foster care agencies and other social services in the child welfare world.
So. Okay. So, and I want to make sure everyone really understands this. So your commercial insurance agency, you provide insurance coverage to adoption agencies, adoption professionals, but you also provide insurance to other social service agencies. Is that right?
Yes, correct. We do.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
We really were founded and started for, you know, really for the needs of international adoption community, and soon that that grew into domestic agencies, which really have the same exposure. And then from there, we went to foster care. We really found our products, our unique products, really fit very well with anybody that is in the child welfare world.
Oh, wow. So how did you find this niche? Because this is really an important niche. How did you find this? Was it through your work with some of the other insurance companies?
No, it really wasn't. You know, I have a long family, or we have a long family history of service. My grandfather was a missionary and had a medical missionary ship that went to Central America during the winter and up to Alaska in the summer. And so it's kind of in our blood. and so to speak, I mean, really so many of my relatives have been involved in one way or another in really helping others. But more specifically, was really through my brother-in-law, Gary Gamer, who was the executive director for Holt International. And he was the one that first came to me and really made me aware of the problems they were having, of finding someone who had a good understanding of what an adoption agency does and the unique exposures associated with it.
That is amazing. You hadn't told me before that you really started this out of kind of a conversation with an adoption agency. Certainly Holt International is a large adoption agency that if you're in the adoption circle, you know exactly who they are. And so what types of insurance do you offer to these agencies?
Well, we have the standard products like, you know, property insurance and auto, et cetera. But really what makes us unique is our knowledge and experience in professional liability, in that errors, omissions, and negligence. And that's really the exposure an adoption agency has, as well as the abuse and molestation coverages that are unique to child welfare, especially when you're talking about at-risk youth or, you know, just the risk associated with the adoption is so high. And that is a knowledge that I think out there people really do not understand how different that is from the standard insurance product, and that you really need to have a professional, an insurance professional, that has a very good grasp of that type of particular coverage, because of the fact that often it's on a completely different type of policy than is used by the standard insurance broker for, say, you know, the dry cleaners out there, or a store, or an internet company, et cetera. It's kind of a completely different animal.
Okay. And so I heard you say a couple of things, and I want to make sure that we really qualify this, that there's a high, the risk with adoption is high. And it's, can you be more specific about that? You mentioned negligence and abuse coverages.
Right.
Can you be more specific about that?
Yeah, I mean, I really can't. You know, you think in terms of liability. You think in terms of what's important, and is there anything really more valuable than our children? Mm-hmm. If everything out there that I could possibly think of, I can't think of one thing that I put ahead of the welfare of our children. So when it comes to children being injured or some type of negligence or abuse that happens toward the child, those will tend to be and often are the largest damages and awards in any type of civil action.
Oh, that is so interesting. So when you go in and you work with these adoption agencies specifically, and you also said foster care, before I get into the types of insurance that you provide to them, how is foster care, how is that a niche for you?
Well, the companies that we work with have, excellent programs. They're competitively priced. The coverage is broad in terms of abuse and molestation. A lot of policies, a lot of insurance companies don't even offer that coverage. And that is really a primary exposure in a foster care agency's operation in private foster care, because their job is to place a child, typically on a temporary basis, in a safe environment. And so they place a child with a family. And unfortunately, as sad as it is, we see situations where that child is then abused or molested or physically abused by a member of the family that they just placed this child in. So, here you're trying to take them out of an unsafe environment and you put them in a worse one. There couldn't be a worse scenario, really. And in terms of defending that type of claim, extremely difficult to do.
That is so interesting. I'm interested in this on a number of different levels, and I think we'll have an opportunity throughout the show to just kind of break it down so that our listeners really understand. And I also want to let folks know who are listening to the show, Phil and I are going to talk about, if you're a prospective adoptive family and you're looking at various different adoption agencies, what that due diligence process looks like when you are selecting an adoption agency. So I'm here today with Phil Holly, with Holly and Associates. To get more information about Phil and his work, you can go to their website at hollyandassociates.com. We do want to do a special call out to our sponsors, Gladney Adoption, Beacon House Adoptions, Americans Christian Credit Union, Embrace by Grace, and certainly Holly and Associates. If you're interested in sponsoring our show, it's a great way to connect with adoptive parents, professionals, and others who are touched by adoption. You're listening to Your Adoption Coach Radio. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Your nonprofit is unique. It's because of your passion and commitment to making the world a better place. At Holly and Associates, we share in your passion by providing specialized insurance products to adoption agencies around the world. Like you, we do one thing and one thing only: social service. Our knowledge of adoption is what sets us apart from the rest. We are dedicated to protecting your organization with the right insurance coverage at the most affordable price. Call us today at 1-800-914-9135 or at hawleyandassociates.com.
The Gladney Center for Adoption believes every child deserves the love and support of a forever family. That is why we offer a variety of waiting child adoption programs here at home and around the world. If you've been considering opening your home and your heart to a child that needs your love, please log on to achildtolove.org or call 1-800-GLADNEY. We offer flexible adoption programs, pre- and post-adoption support, and professional and caring counseling support throughout the adoption process. The Gladney Center for Adoption is a place where hope is born. Join your adoption coach and other adoption experts at Joint Council's 38th Annual Child Welfare Symposium in San Francisco from April 7 through 9. You'll hear from the world's top adoption doctors, including Dr. Elaine Schulte, addressing the first year's home with older adopted children, and the always funny Dr. Julian Davies, a Q&A session with the U.S. Department of State, and a special town hall meeting with Council on Accreditation. We'll have everything you need to know about pre- and post-adoption. Learn more at symposium.jointcouncil.org.
Pure religion is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress. James 1:27. Embraced by Grace is a nonprofit agency located in Central Florida, providing children and family services. We currently process domestic and international adoptions, focusing on the 6 to 16-year-olds, who are the most unwanted people group in the world. Our heart is to find a forever home for every adoptable child. To learn more, please visit us at embracedbygrace.org. Embraced by Grace, a place where hope and destiny meet.
America's Christian Credit Union believes every child deserves a forever family. Our adoption loan program has helped over 500 children find a loving home. We understand the adoption process and will work with you to find the financial solution that will be best for your family. Find out about our adoption loans on our website at www.americaschristiancu.com. Or you can call us at 1-800-343-6328. Once again, that's 1-800-343-6328 for an adoption loan with America's Christian Credit Union on approved credit and rates subject to change without notice, federally insured by the NCUA.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
We're listening to Your Adoption Coach with Kelly Ellison. Please send questions or comments about the show to coach at youradoptioncoachradio.com. Now, back to the show.
And we are back. Thanks so much for staying with us. I'm Kelly Ellison, Your Adoption Coach Radio, and we're back with Phil Hawley. Phil is the founder of Hawley & Associates, a unique insurance broker providing insurance services to social services and child welfare agencies, specifically adoption agencies and foster care agencies with insurance coverage. And I have to tell you, as an adoptive parent, I can't imagine how difficult it would be if something had happened with our adoption, if we had learned that our agency was not insured. Honestly, never really occurred to me. So one of the reasons that I'm bringing Phil on the show today is to just do more education, because we're all about inspiring and educating folks all about adoption. As an adoption agency, I think it's really important to make sure that you have not only coverage, but the right coverage. And Phil's going to really break that down for us today. For information about Phil and his team, you can go to hawleyandassociates.com. Hawley is spelled H-A-W-L-E-Y and associates.com. So thanks for staying with us. So Phil, before the break, we were talking a little bit about this whole idea of the types of insurance that you provide to foster care agencies and adoption agencies. And I was clarifying this on the break because I want to really just make sure that we understand. So you're covering the foster care agency, and I need you to kind of like really draw a picture for me here. So let's say that a child is placed in a home and there's abuse in the home, and is this a foster to adopt, or this is just a foster home? It probably doesn't matter. But then who's placing the claim against whom? Is that the right way to say that?
Yeah, who's okay. Bringing the claim against the? And you know, our foster care is handled differently by the state, so it really is on a state to state basis. For instance, in Washington State, it's really a public system, and In the state of Ohio, it's mainly private agencies that will handle foster care in terms of, you know, finding the families, certifying the families, et cetera, and then placing the children in that home. So who brings the claims? Well, imagine a scenario where a neighbor calls into the county, the Department of Children's Services, and reports, you know, I'm suspicious that my neighbor next door has been abusing his children. And why the county investigates, gets in there and investigates, they're going to pull those children out. They will then call that private foster care agency and ask them to place them on a temporary basis. And that is then done. And the state investigates the situation and finds out that there was nothing wrong. You know, whatever report, it was erroneous, it was wrong. This is a good, family and well-working, adjusted family. So they bring those children back, and they place them in their home. Could you imagine if that happened, and while you were being investigated, something happened to your child? He was, he was sexually abused by the family they just placed him in. It's a horrifying situation, but it happens, and it happens all the time.
Oh my goodness.
You've got the family, and it doesn't even have to. It could be a family that did have problems, but once they're adjusted and they're rehabilitated, they still want their children to be treated and cared for in a safe manner, of course. So you've got the families. It can be parents. It could be grandparents. It could be an aunt or an uncle. But we also see cases brought by the state themselves on a guardian ad litem basis. So representing the child. So it doesn't even have to be a family member involved.
Okay. So the person who is so the insurance policy or the insurance is protecting whom in this case? Protecting the agency?
Private foster care agency and their operations. That's what the policy is geared towards.
You said that it was it's very different for foster care versus adoption agencies. In what ways is it different?
Well, it's the same insurance companies, and it's the same coverage that is provided, but really the exposure is different. We got to flip the exposure on, because for an adoption agency, the exposure is not so much abuse molestation, although I could create a number of cases that we've got in the office that are around that, but really 90% of the time, we are going to get what's called a wrongful adoption case. And I'll tell you, we are very passionate about this industry, and we believe so strongly in the agencies that we serve and the work that they've done. I mean, I've never met a more incredible, dedicated group of people with better hearts. It's really an honor to work with them. But people make mistakes. So, let's say you place a child from Ethiopia with a family, and that child turns out to have autism. And the family is ill-prepared to spend the rest of their life providing the type of medical the type of medical services and long-term care services that would be required for an autistic child. They look into the situation. They found out somewhere along the line the adoption agency made a mistake. Well, in that type of what's called wrongful adoption, when negligence is involved, the family will bring a lawsuit against the adoption agency. And it's very unfortunate because, these are mistakes that are none of this is intentional. It's just life. We get things wrong at times. As much as we try to investigate and do our due diligence, errors happen. And that's what the insurance policy protects against, that error, because someone has to pay for this.
Right. Well, and you have human beings who are making these decisions, and specifically in this case, you have social workers who are working. And I completely agree with you. There is not, in terms of this industry, I have just been so blessed to be able to work with so many adoption agencies, and their social workers and case managers. All very well-intentioned, wonderful people. But you're right, they do make mistakes, and especially for agencies that may have large number of case managers. Is that true? So you've got a lot of people that are making lots of decisions. Mm-hmm. And then you add on top of that all the number of countries that maybe they're dealing with. There are some adoption agencies that are doing adoptions worldwide, you know, in terms of international countries. So that's really what
absolutely.
You're speaking about.
And one of the biggest areas that we see, where we see lawsuits coming from, where the error is made, is the translation of the documents. And that is the most difficult thing at all, because if you're dealing with a child in Ethiopia, that document might be transferred into three or four different languages, you know, in by the time it gets into English. So imagine every time you translate that document and go through that, because so many different languages are spoken in Ethiopia, it's an area that is so easy to make a mistake the best of intentions.
Right. And so in this case, and I want to talk about it in terms of a business perspective, because I'm a business person and I have a company, you know, everyone knows your adoption finance coach, and I coach families to help them raise money for their adoptions. And so if I'm going to go do something, I'm going to just go get a liability insurance plan, right? I'm just going to go get something so that if somebody falls down on my property or if something happens. But that is not what you're talking about here. You're talking about a completely different customized sort of policy that is specific to their services or business, it sounds like.
Yeah, correct. I mean, the standard policy that you would think of for the average, company out there like yourself would be that your property coverages, protecting your first party coverages, and then your general liability, which really protects you from bodily injury and property damage on a third party basis. But if you were sued for negligence, neither one of those policies would defend you in that situation. You have to have a professional liability policy in place. And it's really surprising to us how often that piece is missed. I could tell you horror stories that we've run into. There's been, amazing situations, people that truly believe they were covered and their agent told them they were covered. And we will dig in and analyze the program and find out they never had it. It's just not there.
Right.
So their operations, they've gone completely uncovered. And that really isn't fair to the family, because if something does go wrong and someone does make a mistake, and you've adopted a child and you're looking at millions of dollars in medical care, you want some type of recourse. It's not fair to the family to be able to say to them, hey, we didn't get insurance because we were afraid we were going to get sued or it was too expensive. And it is expensive, but we have programs if for the people that work with us and can find us that are affordable enough that you really can't use expense as a reason not to purchase it.
And let's be real clear about this, that one, if you're a mid-sized adoption agency, one of these claims, it can literally put you out of business. And we're not talking about as much. I mean, I'm talking about money, but I'm also talking about the legal ramifications, the time and energy that you're putting into that, the staff requirements, all of those things. Cost a lot of money. So, again, I'm with Phil Hawley, who is the founder and CEO of Hawley and Associates. That's Hawley and Associates. You can find more information about Phil and his team and the special work that they do for social service agencies, specifically adoption agencies and foster care, at hawleyandassociates.com. We're going to take a break. We want to do a call out for our sponsor, Beacon House Adoptions. They are participating in a really fun program. It's called the iGive.com. It's iGive.com, where every time you shop, a portion of the proceeds go to the agency to help them. So do check it out. You can register at beaconhouseadoption.com. That's beaconhouseadoption.com. Beacon House is one of our licensees. They provide the adoption finance coaching system as well as being a sponsor on this show. So do stay with us. We're with Phil Hawley, Hawley and Associates, really breaking down this whole issue of adoption insurance and insurance for adoption agencies. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Pure religion is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress. James 1:27.
Embraced by Grace is a nonprofit agency located in Central Florida, providing children and family services. We currently process domestic and international adoptions, focusing on the 6 to 16-year-olds, who are the most unwanted people group in the world. Our heart is to find a forever home for every adoptable child. To learn more, please visit us at embracedbygrace.org. Embraced by Grace, a place where hope and destiny meet.
Join your adoption coach and other adoption experts at Joint Council's 38th Annual Child Welfare Symposium in San Francisco from April 7 through 9. You'll hear from the world's top adoption doctors, including Dr. Elaine Schulte, addressing the first year's home with older adopted children, and the always funny Dr. Julian Davies, a Q&A session with the U.S. Department of State, and a special town hall meeting with Council on Accreditation. We'll have everything you need to know about pre- and post-adoption. Learn more at symposium.jointcouncil.org.
Beacon House made our dream come true.
Beacon House Adoption Services is celebrating 24 years of bringing loving, adoptive families together. We are a Hague accredited, COA approved, full service adoption agency that has finalized over 5,500 domestic and international adoptions. Beacon House is the only agency offering the adoption finance coaching system, helping you raise the money for your adoption. For more information about adoption, call 1-888-987-6300. Or visit our website at www.beaconhouseadoption.com. That's 888-987-6300.
The Gladney Center for Adoption believes every child deserves the love and support of a forever family. That is why we offer a variety of waiting child adoption programs here at home and around the world. If you've been considering opening your home and your heart to a child that needs your love, please log on to achildtolove.org or call 1-800-GLADNEY. We offer flexible adoption programs, pre- and post-adoption support, and professional and caring counseling support throughout the adoption process. The Gladney Center for Adoption is a place where hope is born.
Your nonprofit is unique. It's because of your passion and commitment to making the world a better place. At Holly & Associates, we share in your passion by providing specialized insurance products to adoption agencies around the world. Like you, we do one thing and one thing only, social service. Our knowledge of adoption is what sets us apart from the rest. We are dedicated to protecting your organization with the right insurance coverage at the most affordable price. Call us today at 1-800-914-9135 or at HAWLEY&Associates.com.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to Your Adoption Coach with Kelly Ellison. Please send questions or comments about the show to coach at youradoptioncoachradio.com. Now, back to the show.
And we're back again with Phil Holly, Holly and Associates. Phil's having just a real fascinating conversation about this whole issue of adoption agencies, foster care agencies, so really social service agencies that providing a special product, an insurance, commercial insurance product to these agencies to help them in terms of negligence and abuse coverage and risk. And one of the things that we just talked about was this whole issue of wrongful adoption cases. If by chance that should happen and you're with an adoption agency and you do just want to make sure that this adoption agency is covered, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. Phil, I can't have this conversation with you while you're talking about all of this without really thinking about those families that were involved in the banning of Russian adoptions to America. And it's probably the thing that comes to most people's minds when they talk about this. You know, it was prior Christmas, when Russia actually banned adoptions of their orphans to America, and that has not changed. But there were hundreds of families that were left with nothing. They had spent a lot of money. Their hearts were broken. is there any kind of insurance? I mean, I'm thinking about you and I'm thinking about what you provide to insurance agency. Is there any kind of insurance that would cover a situation like that? Was there any recourse for these families?
Well, the long answer to that is really no. There is the possibility of maybe getting some type of small refunds, but I wouldn't want to encourage myself. And here's why: when the Hague, was signed in as an act, and the adoption agencies have to follow that, the Hague put a requirement that they had to have $1 million in professional liability insurance, and that the agency also had to be bonded for employee theft and to protect the money that was held in trust. So that is the one area that you could come back and against the agency's bond and try to collect on. However, I think people do not understand, or maybe they do, how expensive this process is. So when they pay, and usually you pay in portions, that adoption agency isn't taking that money and sitting on it. They're taking that money and they're using it for the expenses that they have to go through this process, and
right.
Those expenses are considerable. So, and we've seen this in cases since Russia. We've seen people come back and try and collect on money in their frustration and anger, and I get that, but you can't ask an adoption agency to reimburse you because you didn't get a child when they've spent the money.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know many when they get that first chunk of money, they're on it. So they're already mm-hmm. spending mm-hmm. the funds.
In this particular case, it's not like they didn't do the work. They did do the work. They did. It was,
right.
They had complete due diligence in that process. And this, and I only bring up the Russian experience because it was truly a political issue. There wasn't anyone that was, at least in the United States, that was at fault for that they did not do their work. So you're absolutely right. But I know that people think about that when they look at, this was a failed, there were a lot of failed adoptions.
Right, absolutely. And I think any family that is considering international adoption has to go in understanding that it is a very high risk process, and there is no guarantee, and the adoption agency cannot make any type of guarantee that, yes, if we do this, if we go forward and try to adopt this little boy in Russia, I guarantee you this is going to work. They need to understand that there's always a risk the country could close. There's always a risk that a political situation like what happened, with Russia and Putin, could occur. So, there's just no guarantees in life as much as we want. And I think, as much as
right,
we
want. Right.
And I'll tell you, nobody got hurt more than the adoption agencies.
Yeah.
I mean, I just feel for the people. It has been mm-hmm. devastating.
Many of them went out of
itself.
Business. Many of them went out of
oh,
business.
Oh, yeah. So, I couldn't believe
a lot
how many
of them
we
just
lost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I appreciate you bringing that perspective to us. I'm curious about this. So if I'm in a prospective adoptive family and I'm looking for adoption agencies out there, and prospective adoptive families, you have a choice. I mean, you literally, all you have to do is put adoption in Google and you can find so many different choices in your community. So if I'm doing that and I'm looking at an adoption agency, how do I inquire about this? Because it never occurred to me when I was looking.
Right, right. And there's a number of ways you can do that. And first and foremost, the easiest way is just to ask the agency to provide you with evidence of insurance. And that comes in the form of a certificate. And you're going to want to be looking for, I would really hone in on, do they have at least $1 million of coverage for covering professional liability and abuse and molestation. That's the first place you want to look.
And that
is something that their insurance broker can easily provide. We provide those to our clients all the time. So there's that. you could do that. You also, I'm sure, I haven't really talked to them, but you could go to the Council on Accreditation, to COA, who really, it keeps track of this, and ask them if they can, provide any type of coverage. Again, I don't, I probably should check with COA to make sure that's okay, but but they do track that. I do know that COA, that is part of the accreditation process, making sure. Here's the risk, though. The risk is not in the International Adoption Agency, because in international adoption world, because they're required to have insurance. The risk is when you're doing a domestic adoption, because domestic adoption agencies are not required to have insurance. Now, there is some states that do require a domestic adoption agency to run with insurance, but most of the states do not. So there are more domestic adoption agencies out there than I care to think of that do not have any type of insurance. Those are the people I'd really worry about, because we have been involved in suits that have come in, and we've been pulled into, or one of our agencies or homestay has been pulled into, because the domestic adoption agency didn't have any insurance.
Okay. And here's a question that I have for you about this is, honestly, Phil, if somebody handed me, whether I'm doing international or domestic, but that's a very important point to bring up, and what you just said about domestic adoption agencies are not required to have insurance, but if somebody handed me a certificate, I'm not sure I would know the difference between a professional certificate for what you're describing, or just a regular insurance certificate. Is there something I'm looking for on that document?
There is. Yeah, there is something that you're looking for, but you what you are saying is a problem, and I understand it, because it really takes a professional. This is something, actually, the service that we're thinking of providing for a minimal cost to just do that work for the family. We don't have that up and going yet, but we actually have been giving that a lot of thought right now in terms of helping them, because I think most evidence of insurance that comes back to the average family is going to be Greek. You can always just ask whoever you're working with to make sure that they have insurance, liability insurance. You bring up a good point that this is an area we need to find better solutions for.
Well, and I think it runs even deeper than that. If I'm working with a social worker, and it's not to say that obviously we've already established they're doing the best job that they can, but I don't know how to interpret that, nor does the social worker know how to interpret. I mean, we're basically looking at something that we have no idea what that document has to say. And so I think that I'm hearing what you're saying here. There's really an opportunity here for you to provide that kind of information for education to not only the adoptive family, but then also to the adoption agency. So that is very, very important. And again, I want to just reiterate, the Hague does, and I didn't know this until today, Phil, so the Hague does require $1 million minimal of professional coverage, but domestic adoption does not require insurance coverage. And so that's very important that would be something that folks would really, really want to look out for when they're doing that. Again, we're going to take a break, and I'm here with Phil Hawley with Hawley and Associates. And Phil and his team provide customized professional insurance coverage to adoption agencies and foster care agencies and social service agencies. And if you want to get more information about Phil and his work, you can go to their website at Hawley, H-A-W-L-E-Y, and Associates. Again, another call out to our sponsors. So proud of these folks: America's Christian Credit Union, Beacon House Adoption, Gladney Center for Adoption, Embrace by Grace, and many thanks to Phil Hawley and Associates for sponsoring our show, making it possible for us to bring this important information to you. Go to our host webpage on voiceamerica.com, click on those banners, and let our sponsors know that you're interested in their services and that you want to thank them for bringing this show to you. So you're listening to Kelly Ellison, your Adoption Coach Radio, and I will be right back with more information from Phil Hawley.
The Gladney Center for Adoption believes every child deserves the love and support of a forever family. That is why we offer a variety of waiting child adoption programs here at home and around the world. If you've been considering opening your home and your heart to a child that needs your love, please log on to achildtolove.org or call 1-800-GLADNEY. We offer flexible adoption programs, pre- and post-adoption support, and professional and caring counseling support throughout the adoption process. The Gladney Center for Adoption is a place where hope is born.
Join your adoption coach and other adoption experts at Joint Council's 38th Annual Child Welfare Symposium in San Francisco from April 7 through 9. You'll hear from the world's top adoption doctors, including Dr. Elaine Schulte, addressing the first year's home with older adopted children, and the always funny Dr. Julian Davies, a Q&A session with the U.S. Department of State, and a special town hall meeting with Council on Accreditation. We'll have everything you need to know about pre- and post-adoption. Learn more at symposium.jointcouncil.org.
Your nonprofit is unique. It's because of your passion and commitment to making the world a better place. At Hawley & Associates, we share in your passion by providing specialized insurance products to adoption agencies around the world. Like you, we do one thing and one thing only, social service. Our knowledge of adoption is what sets us apart from the rest. We are dedicated to protecting your organization with the right insurance coverage at the most affordable price. Call us today at 1-800-914-9135 or at hawleyandassociates.com.
Pure religion is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress. James 1:27. Embraced by Grace is a nonprofit agency located in Central Florida, providing children and family services. We currently process domestic and international adoptions, focusing on the 6 to 16-year-olds, who are the most unwanted people group in the world. Our heart is to find a forever home for every adoptable child. To learn more, please visit us at embracedbygrace.org. Embraced by Grace, a place where hope and destiny meet.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to Your Adoption Coach with Kelly Ellison. Please send questions or comments about the show to coach at YourAdoptionCoachRadio.com. Now, back to the show.
Thanks so much for staying with us. We're getting some really important information today about insurance, commercial insurance coverage for adoption agencies. And I'm with Phil Hawley with Hawley & Associates, who's really educating us on not only if you are a prospective adoptive parent and how important it is to talk to your adoption agency about the type of coverage that they provide. Phil was pointing out that international adoption agencies through the Hague accreditation have to provide $1 million in professional insurance. However, adoption agencies that do domestic adoption are not required to provide insurance. And so, Phil, I'm going to ask you, certainly no judgment to anybody, but if I'm a prospective adoptive family and I'm out there and I'm looking to do a domestic adoption, would you use an adoption agency that maybe doesn't have insurance?
Oh, yeah, absolutely not, Kelly. I really would not. I wouldn't even consider it. And again, here's why. If a mistake is made, and, as I said, everybody knows that it happens, you have no recourse as a family to go back against that agency. And so if you have a child and something's, that is wrong mentally, physically, or whatever, and you're looking for someone to help with those costs, you're not going to have any luck going back to that agency. They're going to say, we have no insurance. Sorry, nothing we can do.
Okay. And that's really, really important. And I talk about this quite often about, the choice to grow your family through adoption. is really an emotional choice. It's a choice of the heart. It should always be a choice of the heart. But when it comes to situations such as looking at your finances, I talk to folks, families about this all the time. It's a decision of the heart, but you also have to get your head involved in terms of making a comprehensive financial plan for your adoption. The same holds true for when you're asking the hard questions to the adoption agencies about insurance and about their business and how they're conducting business. So I agree with you, Phil. I think it's really, really important to ask those questions. Another concern that I have is this whole idea of being underinsured. So somebody produces me a certificate. Here again, I don't know how to read that thing, and I don't even know what it says. And so it could be a certificate, but maybe they're underinsured. I mean, how do you even navigate that path?
Yeah, and that is really a difficult question. It's a difficult question, to answer. But underinsured is really no different than if you got in a car accident, you found out the person didn't have insurance. So I would consider any agency underinsured if they did not have at least $1 million in professional liability coverage.
Okay.
Anything less is just not acceptable. But I'll tell you, the problem is that if something does happen, depending on the severity, you're going to blow through $1 million easily. We have had claims that have been over $5 million just for one individual child. So I know this firsthand. So I recommend to all of our agencies that they buy $1 million on professional liability and then a $5 million excess policy. So in essence, they're going to have $6 million. Now, not everybody can afford that, and I understand that, and that's just the reality of doing business. But anything under $1 million is not acceptable, in my opinion.
Well, it's probably not even worth your money, and I'm not sure, you know, I'm not going to ask you to quote insurance rates to us over the phone here, the radio here, but I'm sure that the difference between a $500,000 policy and a $1 million policy can't be that much. I mean, you know, we're talking about the standard of what is reasonable, and you don't want to find yourself spending that money and realize that you're underinsured.
Right. And I think it is in insurance for adoption is far more affordable than many people would think. But it is, again, this is a specialization. So an adoption agency could go to a non-specialist and come back with a quote for $30,000 and come to us and we could do it for $5,000. And those situations happen all the time. So, again, there are other people that know how to do this. We're not the only ones, but find someone that does.
Right. And it's very important, I think, as you've described, the distinction between just the general business types of liability insurance that you might think you might need just if somebody slips on your front steps versus this type of customized coverage. So you've said before, it's not just having the coverage, but it's having the right coverage.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I'm curious, kind of in our last segment here, Phil, I just want to ask you about, you've been doing this for a long time, right? I guess like 20 years.
Actually, I am almost embarrassed to say this, but I think it's closer to 30 now.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, I'm not going to ask you how old you are because then you'll ask me how many years I've been doing this. So just to say that we've both been doing this for a long time.
Yeah.
I'm curious about how you have seen adoption agencies from a business perspective. How have you seen them change over the years since you started doing this?
You know, and I think that's the saddest thing that I have unfortunately been part of the experience, because when we first got involved in adoption, there was, over 300 international adoption agencies, that were in existence. And I would be surprised if half that many are left. You know, the numbers in the early 2000s of 2000 of international adoption were up in the 20,000 plus.
Yes, yes.
My understanding, and we work very closely and are very big supporters of the National Council for Adoption, and if I remember correctly, I think they were talking about numbers around 5,000 to 7,000.
Yes.
Well, you know, nothing has changed in terms of the needs of those children out there. And so in all these political, you know, schemes that are going on and political issues we're having and poor public media, the people that really get hurt are the children. You know, if you've had an opportunity to visit an orphanage, and I have, it is just one of the saddest things that you could see. And we need to get those children out of there. Every child deserves a family. Every child deserves a safe home. And that's what I think is really sad that's going on.
Right, right. And I want to reiterate, I say this all the time to my listeners. I'm sure they're going, okay, here she goes. International adoption can be very, very successful. And there are many, many, many families, I'm included in that, who have a family, a multicultural family through international adoption, and very successful. It was a wonderful experience, and it is still today can be a wonderful experience. Where I get frustrated, Phil, is in folks just kind of see that, and they go, no, I'm not going to do that. Now, you know, we appreciate that there are certain risks to this, but I'm fearful that people will just stop. They're not, you know, they won't be interested in this anymore, or they won't be drawn to international adoption. And I do think that through Senator Landrieu's work, Craig Johnson and Both Ends Burning, certainly the work through the National Council for Adoption, Joint Council, I mean, there's a lot of agencies out there that are working toward making international adoption a success and making it a transparent, wonderful experience. So I can't thank you. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that, you know, there's far more success than there isn't. I mean, you know,
yes.
But unfortunately, the media gets a hold of those stories that, that went wrong,
right.
And that's blown up. And this, so that's how we see international adoption, and that is not the truth.
Exactly.
I actually have an agency that was actually taken down because of media exposure, and there was no truth to what the media, to the programs that they were running on the news, et cetera.
Right.
So it's really sad. It's really
a sad
situation.
Well, Phil, I want to thank you so much for being with us today. And again, I've been talking to Phil Hawley at Hawley & Associates about adoption agencies and the insurance that they need. If you are an adoption agency or an adoption professional, please do contact Phil if you have questions about your insurance needs. And I know that Phil and his team will be able to help you. So before we go, don't forget about our free adoption tax credit webinar on February 27th. You can go to my website at youradoptionfinancecoach.com to register. And we want to thank you, Phil, for your time today. What a great show. If you like the show and you have suggestions or you'd like to share a topic with us, you can reach me at coach@youradoptioncoachradio.com or visit my webpage at voiceamerica.com. Next week, tune in again. We're going to have the National Adoption Center on talking about their Wednesday Child program. So excited about that. I know you'll be interested in learning that. Thanks for joining us. Tune in next week at 12 o'clock Pacific, 2 Central, 3 Eastern. In the meantime, have a great week.
We hope today's program gave you some inspiration as well as information about adoption. Please tune in next Saturday at 12 noon Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time for another edition of Your Adoption Coach on the Voice America Variety Channel. Thank you again for listening.